right. I do have a gavel here. It's an honorary gavel from a previous organization I was involved with, so I'm going to call it to order. The July 1st, 2021 open public meeting of the Arizona State Personnel Board hereby is called to order. The location of this meeting is 1740 West Adams Street, Conference Room B, Phoenix, Arizona. The time is 11:04. Robin, would you please call the roll?
Mark Ziska?
Here.
Jason Dudek?
Here.
Chad Kirkpatrick?
Here.
Okay, and Harmony, she's not on. No, Harmony DePort is not attending the meeting today. But we do have quorum, and all of the board members are attending via Google Meet today. I am here in person with the parties.
And I acknowledge that all board members are appearing telephonically, as you said, as well as board counsel.
True.
Jeff Topple.
That's true. Okay.
Our second item on the agenda is consideration of disciplinary appeal of Sarah Arbizu versus Department of Corrections, Rehabilitation and Reentry. Each party will have 5 minutes to speak, and you'll be notified when your time is up. Kirsten, we know you have, we've seen you a number of times with us, so it's your role to begin. If you would begin and present the state's case, please.
Certainly. Before we begin, I'd actually like to address as a preliminary matter, there is pending a motion to seal exhibits 2, 3, 4, and 5 to the hearing, which the Department of Corrections filed I think about a few weeks ago or so. I believe that's still pending with the personnel board, and so that motion will need a ruling. If you want to address that now, we can do that.
We will address that during the motion on the entire case.
Okay.
We can include that.
All right, thank you. Then I'll proceed.
Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Good morning. This matter is before you pursuant to Section 41783 of the Arizona Revised Statutes as an appeal from the dismissal by Sarah Arbizu. As set forth in Section 41783, this board must affirm unless the material facts supporting Ms. Arbizu's dismissal have not been proven by a preponderance of the evidence or the record demonstrates that the decision was arbitrary and capricious. As set forth in the notice of dismissal, which is Exhibit 22 to the proceedings, Ms. Arbizu was dismissed for domestic violence misdemeanor arrest for refusing to cooperate with law enforcement during the welfare check on her children preceding that arrest and for failing to report on her subsequent court proceedings as directed. As demonstrated in Department Order 601, which was Exhibit 15 to the proceedings, the action was in line with department policy and procedure, and dismissal was within the range of permissible discipline in light of the nature of Ms. Arbizu's misconduct. I see Ms. DePort has just joined us. Would you like me to start over?
If you would please, Robin, can you acknowledge the roll call again?
Okay, start from the beginning, Mark Ziska?
It's Harmony so that we have the record.
Okay, Harmony DePort has now joined the meeting.
Okay, and if then, Kirsten, we'll start your time over.
Okay.
And you can begin again.
Certainly.
Begin anew.
I shall. Maybe I won't have as many stumbles this time around.
There you go. Practice makes perfect.
Indeed. Good morning. This matter is before the board pursuant to Section 41783 of the Arizona Revised Statutes as an appeal from dismissal filed by Sarah Arbizu. As set forth in Section 41783, this board must affirm the dismissal unless the material facts supporting Ms. Arbizu's dismissal have not been proved by a preponderance of the evidence or the record demonstrates that the decision was arbitrary and capricious. As set forth in the notice of dismissal, which you have as Exhibit 22 to the proceedings, Ms. Arbizu was dismissed for domestic violence misdemeanor arrest for refusing to cooperate with law enforcement during a welfare check on her children, which preceded that arrest, and for failing to report on her subsequent court proceedings as directed. As demonstrated in Department Order 601, which was Exhibit 15 to the proceedings, the action was in line with department policy and procedure, and dismissal was within the range of permissible discipline in light of the nature of Ms. Arbizu's misconduct. The hearing officer has recommended denying Ms. Arbizu's appeal and upholding the department's action. We ask that you adopt the hearing officer's recommendation. If the board has any questions, I am happy to respond at this time.
Does the board have any questions? Any members? No. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I now call Ms. Arbizu?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to represent myself in this personnel board meeting for the last chance to continue the fight for my job. I understand the circumstances surrounding that night are not good for not answering that the officers that came in, and I do apologize for that. And I still continue to work diligently with my diversion officer. I was given the opportunity to be part of a program for a diversion for the situation for the I'm working with the diversion officer for the charges of that night, and upon completion, that will be off my record for the incidences. I am continuing to work with the family court. A lot of those charges have been moved from the one court to the family court, and it's in there that it's a bitter custody agreement, and I'm working diligently with both attorneys and the CAA and the judges for continuing that battle with being able to exchange with in a co-parenting healthy manner. And I am just requesting that to be able to return to work and remedy this situation, never be in that type of scenario situation again, so I can continue to pay for bills and for my children and the medical and dental that I had provided for them for years. That's my request upon this hearing, and I'm grateful to be able to be part of this personnel board hearing, and so I thank you for having spent the time today to hear my.
Thank you for your time, and I know that it's stressful to appear in a meeting like this, but understand that we're all just regular people, so you don't have to feel stressed in this kind of environment, okay? I know it is stressful, but let me ask you a question about, was there a reason why you didn't notify the department in accordance with the department rule?
In all honesty, I did. I thought I had returned from work. I know there was a lot of my schedules changing, and then notifying that I had thought I turned it in and put it on their desk, and that was not the case. So my lieutenant did have to come back to me and say, hey, we didn't get that second form. Can you go ahead and type another one up? So that was part of it, but I should have made sure that I had my other copy and that turned in and got to them, especially surrounding the nature of those the charges. Definitely should have been on my forefront of my ability to turn in my paperwork, because it was my situation, and it should have gone right to the intended. The DW at the time, the deputy warden. I should have turned in that paperwork as soon as I had gotten the information, documentation. That should have gone right to
where it needed to go.
Okay. Any of the other board members have any questions? No? Thank you, Ms. Arvizu. You can step down.
Thank you so much.
Is there a motion in this case?
Yeah, I move the findings of the Department of Corrections Rehab and Reentry as proven by a preponderance of the evidence that the material facts on which the dismissal was based and that dismissal is not arbitrary and capricious. I move we adopt the hearing officer's findings of facts and conclusions of law as our own. I then move the appellate's appeal to be denied and the agency's action upheld. It is further moved that the records in this case be sealed upon the as well as the additional request by the Attorney General to seal the file.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I second that motion.
So we have a motion and a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nay. This is Jack Patrick.
Okay. So the motion is carried by a quorum. And you'll note that that was 3-1, Robin.
Right. Do you want me to do roll call?
Sure.
Okay, so you would say yay or nay after I call your name. Mark Ziska?
Yay.
Jason Dudek?
Yay.
Harmony Duport?
Yay.
Chad Kirkpatrick?
Nay.
Okay.
All right. So that concludes the case. Now it's time for any public comments. Do we have anybody in the audience, Robin, that would like to make public comment?
No.
No? Okay. In that case, I move that we adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor? Aye. Any
aye.
Opposed? No. In that case, the meeting is adjourned at 11:17.
Thank you.
Thank